Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
It's Friday afternoon here on 90.3 KEXP, a little past 3 o'clock. I'm Stevie Zoom in for the afternoon show today. And very excited right now. We are ready for some live music in our studios. Taco Cat are here. This Mess is a Place is the title of album number 4, released today on Sub Pop. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hear a couple of songs from the new album. You can go right ahead.
Thank you.
90.3 KEXP worldwide, KEXP.org. You're listening to live music here in our studios. Seattle band Taco Cat are here. And again, the brand new release, This Mess Is a Place. It is released today on Sub Pop. And you just heard Crystal Ball and New World. And I wanted to start with New World. You started with it. And to me, just the first listen through, it's that the album sort of revolves around that song, at least for me on the first listen. Am I anywhere close to that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Feels like a good time to maybe make a new world. So, yeah, that was definitely a good feeling for the album.
Hits on the central theme, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, with album number 4, it's kind of like you're at that point like an established band. So what kind of ideas or what kind of talk did you have going into putting together these songs for this album?
Ooh.
It's kind of like... you know, you get older, but I've never really felt like an adult, and so I don't know if we've felt like an established band. I don't know. We just keep going and just writing songs. I know we don't really talk about it too much.
Yeah, we just keep going. We've been doing it for so long that I think it's just a reflex. Like, okay, it's time to make the new album. It's the next Onward and Upward.
And again, you worked with Eric Blood.
Yeah.
And that's probably familiarity, and he's real good.
Oh, he's real good. Yeah, he's great. I feel like on Lost Time, which was the first time that we worked with him, we didn't really know each other that well. We didn't have as much time. But on this album, but I mean, it still was really great. But working with him now, it's like, yeah, we're familiar. We're like friends. It was fun. And we had more time to fool around and stuff. So, yeah.
So did you pretty much have an idea on all the songs before you went into the studio with him?
We're the kind of band that
we just like it's like we walk in and like throw a tangled mess of ideas on the floor. We're like, Eric, will you help us turn this into an album?
Yeah, there's definitely even songs that I'm still writing lyrics for usually in the studio. That's we are like a homework band. We can only do it the night before the project's due.
We're a cram band.
Cram band, yeah.
That's really not uncommon. That happens quite frequently. And so the new album is coming out today, and then next week you are headed out for a tour to many cities across the country, and then you're going to be back this way June the 8th at the Showbox.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other shows in the Northwest. People can look online and find those. And then after that, you head out again for the summer. So you kind of got things set in place on the travel plans for this summer with the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hit June. We'll be back in Seattle for July and August because there's no place better to be.
Truly.
We hate touring in July and August. It's way too hot everywhere else.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of those bands come to the Northwest July and August. So.
And they should, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, I want to ask about one other song. Our fellow Seattle band, the Black Tones, have a song about Seattle establishment that is no more, Chubby and Tubby, that I miss quite a bit. You have Meet Me at La Palma, this restaurant that I've never been to.
La Palma.
And is it still going, right?
It's still there.
It's still there.
Honestly, the only member of the band that's been to La Palma is Bree.
Yeah.
Bree.
But I've driven past there for so long that...
We all have.
Yeah, yeah, everybody just to Ballard, wants to know.
Everyone needs to go there.
Should we go there after this?
And show them the song? See if we'll get a free margarita?
Yeah.
So, Bree, did you bring this idea about this song to the band here for this one?
Yeah, this is kind of funny. Me and Emily did a Hall & Oates cover night with Pony Time, and
it was called Taco
Night
Time.
Train, yeah, Night Taco Time or something. And we ended up started doing a sketch called Meet Me at La Palma because La Palma was around the corner from Pony Time's place.
But
I don't know. It sort of is a roundabout way, but it ended up being a song that we.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so it's still there. It's still going with our ever changing landscape here in Seattle, but it's still there. For a while.
Still going. Good sign. Great sign.
All right. This Mess Is a Place is the brand new Sub Pop release from Taco Cat. And again, they're heading out on the road next week. They're going to be back at the Showbox here in Seattle next month on Saturday, June the 8th. You got a couple of more songs.
Yeah.
Wasting so much time, only knowing.
Joke of Life, performed live here at 90.3 KEXP from Seattle band Taco Cat, and it is a part of the brand new album released today, This Mess is a Place on Sub Pop. Very exciting. Going to be heading out on the road for a few weeks and then be back at the Showbox Saturday, June the 8th, so good luck with all the travel and the shows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here this afternoon. Again, the brand new release, This Mess is a Place by Taco Cat. Thank you, and a big thank you to our engineer, Kevin. 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.